What do people used to use to heat up water to make hot tea in?
To make what?
Hot tea.
That was generally done on the kitchen stove,
mm-hmm.
which was fired by wood,
mm-hmm.
split and cut in lengths, convenient lengths.
What would they heat the water in? What would they call the vessel?
Most stoves had what were called firebacks, which was a cast iron chamber and my recollection is that the water circulated because some of it was hot and some of it was cold and went into a sort of reservoir so that there'd always be some hot water.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we even had some hot water from such a source in our bathrooms after some time had passed. And late at night, that would run out. Wouldn't get a fresh supply until the cook came the next morning and built another fire.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see a thing that had a sort of a spout to it and a handle, maybe made out of iron?
A spout made out of what?
Well, it's made out of iron. It had a spout to
kettle,
it.
Kettle, yes.
What's that?
Cast iron kettle.
Uh-huh.
That was, very often they were set on top of stoves so that the cook would always have some hot water handy, just pick it up with a cloth and pour some out of the spout,
mm-hmm.
for cooking vegetables or making tea or something like that.
Mm-hmm. And did you ever see, this may have been before your time, but did you ever see people wash, maybe some of the poorer people, wash their clothes out in their yard, and they'd take a big vessel made out of iron and heat the water?
I never saw them except for many years later. There's one right down this street here at another boulevard of the street, such as Monroe is. Monroe ran north and south. Jackson Street ran east and west. And in the old days, where that big old pot is now, it's used as a fountain now. The town was pretty well quartered. More than bisected, it was quartered. This street was named South Street because it was the southernmost street in the town. Out there were hills, hollows, and whatnot, forests.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one of those there, huge thing. They were on legs, although I believe this one isn't. Might have been used for making syrup or rendering sugar out of cane and whatnot. Anyway, that's the only one I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I never saw it in use. But on wash days, very often, a huge vessel like that would be out in the yard with a wood fire underneath it to provide hot water for washing.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned the syrup. Is there another name for syrup?
Molasses. Although there's much difference between molasses and syrup. Syrup is thin, molasses is thick.
Mm-hmm.
There is also a syrup called sorghum, S-O-R-G-H-U-M. Which is a separate plant. It's not sugar cane, but it's generally similar to it.
Mm-hmm.
And the syrup is right good. I don't know when I've tasted any.